So the first takdama that we have, the first the Avraham Avinu, the record from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a tzivu of Lech Lecha. There's a medrash, Tanchuma says that the first nisayon of Avraham Avinu was Lech Lecha, and the last nisayon was Lech Lecha. The Lech Lecha Me'atzem Alatcha B'Savicha Lo Tzashareka, that's nisayon of Lech Lecha. And the last nisayon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to the Akedah. He told him also Lech Lecha La'Samaria Ve'Alei Hashem Lech Lehorem Hashem Alecha. So there was also a nisayon with Lech Lecha. I mean, whatever it is, the Asar Nisyonis were a process of Asar Nisyonis. Each one was another layer in the personality of Avraham Avinu. Each one built another Nekudin Avraham Avinu and was Megadlim. So we understand that each one gives another Nekudah. How could it be if the Chazal Amagdir, that Avraham's first Nisayin is Lech Lecha, so how could it be the last Nisayin? Whatever the meaning of the Nisayin of Lech Lecha is, the Nisayin should be either the first step in Avodah or the last step in Avodah. It can't be the first and the last step. It's almost the opposite. Whatever the first step is, it's a one type of binyan. It's the shrashim. It's the beginning, and whatever the last shtickle is, so that should be the end of Avodah. How do you have Lech Lecha for both of them? Secondly, the Chazal say the same thing in Avos Reb Nosson. Chazal say the same type of they classify the nisyonis, and they say two nisyonis dealt with his children, two nisyonis dealt with this, one two nisyonis this way. The Chazal split up nisyonis as different categories, different types of nisyonis. The last one that Chazal say, the Brisa says over there, ushnayim belech lecha. Two of the nisyonis, well, lech lecha. The first one and this and that one doesn't say the first and last one, just says two nisayonis belech lecha. It's strange. Mela, the teichin of this lech lecha over here, we understand that the nisayon was to leave an established home, family, and so on. The nisayon is taka the etzem golus. Good. The last nisayon was the akeda. So the nisayon wasn't the traveling 3 days to get to the akeda. So it was the akeda. So what does it mean? Two nisayonis were belech lecha. I mean, is that mevate the muhusin nisayon? The muhusin nisayon is lech lecha. Muhusin nisayon is the akeda. Another nekudah on the word lelicha over here. Usually the word halicha is something that is to go to someplace. To leave a place is called yitzia. To walk around for the enjoyment of walking around is called tiyul. To walk around aimlessly is called mishoitet. To walk around not knowing where you're going to is toya. Halicha is going to a place specifically. So first of all, the lashon lech lecha me'atzcha melatecha, it should be tsei me'atzcha melatecha v'leicha lo'aretz ashareka. It's not lech lecha, you don't go from a place usually, you go to a place, you leave a place, and that's called yitzia, it's called bricha if you have to run away, but the halicha is to a place specific. Besides which, if it's ashareka, so also the word halicha is hard, because you don't know where you're going to. It's hard to see that's called halicha. Also, it's more like toya mishaitet, something along those lines. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that arba midas bebatim beyoshei batim midrashim. There's four midas, four nyanim, in people who are in Beis Medrash. One of them is halach v'loyasa. If he went to the Medrash but didn't get a chance to learn, so schar alicha biyadi. Let's say the other way around. He's in the Beis Medrash but didn't have to walk there, so he has the schar mitzvah, but doesn't have the schar alicha. The mashmoz of the Mishnah is that it's restricted dafka to Yeshiv Beis Medrash. Adrava, the Mishnah calls it a Mida in Yeshiv Beis Medrash. So it's only to Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Brachas also speaks of Schar Licha within the framework of davening. So Beis HaKnesses. So the Maral is Medayik. The Maral in the Rechaim over there says that in a chinami, let's say somebody that Schar Licha in the Inyan that's mentioned in the Mishnah is Negea only to Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses. Let's say somebody is going to take a lulav and esrog, doesn't get around to it, or he's going to put on tefillin at home, doesn't get around to it, or whatever. There is no inyan schar licha. I mean, you know, every tirchah you do for mitzvah is fine, every shtadlus is, but the area of schar licha is only restricted to those two inyanim, and it's hard to understand why. I mean, the Maral is masbir a little bit, and we'll try to explain it. But it's a very strange to understand. Schar Licha is not doing the mitzvah, not when you go to Beis Medrash, not when you're not learning when you're going to Beis Medrash, you're not davening when you're going to shul. So the Teretz is a Schar Licha is for the tircha, the tishtadlus, the amelus. So by everything like that, person tries very hard to do a mitzvah. Let him get some schar for it. He does get schar. More than that, it's called in the Mishnah there, it's a Mida in Yeshve Beis Medrash. I mean, it's not Yeshve Beis Medrash. The guy tried his best, and therefore he gets something fit. But it's not... There's a Gemara in Shabbos. It says, I forget who it was said, Yichelki im Meisim im Baderech Mitzvah. That halavai, my chelik should be with those people who die on the way to doing a mitzvah. In other words, some people die just in a chulnik esaskus, you know, they're doing whatever they're doing, and they die. Halavai says, my p'tira should be the p'tira of somebody who's a heilich b'dvar mitzvah, and he dies. I mean, wouldn't it be a lot cheshiva that yichelki im meisim b'shas mitzvah? That my p'tira should be a p'tira of a person who sits by his gemara and is lifted at the gemara, at the davening, with the lulav and esrog in the hand. I mean, what kind of, why, once you're wishing for something, why don't you wish for doing the mitzvah itself? I mean, heilach dvar mitzvah is a fine thing. It's a very nice thing. But why not say yichalki with someone who's made shas mitzvah itself? It's modern. So, and here already, too, we're not even talking about this medrash, it's like Ness, it's just saying, Stam, Yechelki Melu that die in a derech mitzvah. Strange. So let's take a look at the Maral speaks about it in a lot of places in this Inyan, and it's a very important Inyan. The Maral, when he speaks about the inyan of tenua, the inyan of movement. So he says like this, there are some things that go because something gave it a push. You take an inanimate object and you push it, it goes someplace. But there's another type of tenua in the world, and the lashon that the Maral uses, the word is misnoea, which means something that is in flux, something that is in movement. Not that it was pushed by something, but something that is misnoea. It's in movement. So the Maral says that everything that is in movement, it's the pshat because the thing itself is not sholem, it's not sholem mitzar atzmoy, and it is misnoea towards its shlemus. That lashon, the Maral says in Siva Shalom, that every time you have a different type of movement, which is not an externally imparted movement, but rather a restlessness of the thing itself. So just like in the olden times, it was the understanding of movement was that everything is trying to find its perfect place. On a nafshistika level, it's certainly true. When something is restless, it's the pshat that the thing itself is not a shalom. The thing itself hasn't come to menucha. And the thing that it's moving to is it's moving to attain its shleimus, which it's lacking. Let's try to sharpen it a little bit as far as the way we spoke about halicha before. You have sometimes movement that is externally imparted. L'moshel, somebody chases somebody else out of a place. Somebody pushes somebody else out. Those type of movements are called bricha. Those type of movements are called yetziya. Because, and this is true of any external l'moshel, if I kick a ball, so the pshat is, the ball is being pushed away by the koyach of my kicking it. The ball is not going anyplace, but even if I threw the ball at something, but mitzad the ball is simply expending the energy that was imparted to it. That is its mitzias. So when you have something that something else gave it a push, something else shoved it, so it's a bricha, it's a yetzia, however you want to call it along those lines. And that's one type of movement in the bria. There's another type of movement where there is a clearly designated target and the thing is going towards that target. That is halicha in its simple understanding. There's another type of halicha, a subtitle of halicha, which is what the Maral calls misnoea, that which is in motion, where adarabba, it has no designated goal because it doesn't understand the goal yet. It doesn't see where it's going to, but it feels it has to go somewhere. The thing perceives its own chisaron. The thing perceives that what it is, it's not where it belongs. And b'meila, it picks up its bag and its wander stick and it goes someplace. So you have a metzias where, just like a person who's restless, and he being restless means that this is not his place and he hasn't found his shleimus here. And b'meila, he has to go find his shleimus. So it's not alicha because he has a fixed goal as much as the etzem understanding that there is a goal, there is a place, and he has to go find that place. There's a vart of the Shirim, said over a few times, a beautiful vart, the Sfasemis brings it many times. It says, in this week's Sedge, in the Medrash also, the beginning of this week's Parsha, it says, Shimi Bas Vatiyoznech, the Moshel, to somebody that passed by a Biro de Lekes, a castle on fire or burning brightly with lights, and he says, Klum yesh odna balabira, hitzitzalov balabira vamanihu balabira. The same thing, Avram Avinu raw Biro de Lekes, he saw a world lit up or on fire, and he said, Klum yesh odin, hitzitzalov balabira. Meaning that until this point, the process was a process of Avraham Avinu looking around the world, saying, there's so much chachma in the world, and so much going on, it must be balabira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself. That's the Pashto Pshat of the Medrash. The Chiddush Arim says, Bira de lekes miloshen lama delakta acharoi. The word delika means pursuing. Like by Lavan, when Yaakov told him, Lama delaktachrei, why did you pursue me? It means to run avidly after something. That's what the word lidlake means. Like Meloshen Lake, it means like somebody's on fire. When somebody is in a fervor and to get somewhere, that's called delakta. Avraham Avinu saw in the Bria that the Bria is pursuing something. Everything in the Bria is heading towards something. The simple observation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria is, look how well the Bria is set up. And that is the first building block of Emunah. But there's a much deeper building block of Emunah. The world is a restless world. The world is looking for something. The world is searching for something. It cannot, if there's nothing to head to, if there's no place to go to, then the world wouldn't be searching. I mean, evolution put everything in its perfect spot. Everything evolved to the form that makes it most fit for survival. Gendikt, everything reaches equilibrium. Just like when a person has some sort of chemical mix. So if there's a problem in the chemical mix, if there's some imbalance at whatever level, so there will be some sort of reaction producing some sort of flux, heat and light and so on, and then things will reach the equilibrium. There's no such thing as a permanently brewing mixture. Everything brews until it reaches equilibrium, that's it. If things are still in flux, if things are still restless, if things are still going someplace, it's a simon that the world is heading someplace. Where is the world heading to? Ruah Bira Deilekes, the Chiddushim says, he saw a world pursuing. What is it that the world is pursuing? The Rambam says that there's two rayas for the Bria. I mean, he says in Yisrael HaTorah, when he speaks in Yisrael HaTorah of the Hizbeinus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shayrish of the world, he speaks, one, about the Metzias of the world, that there is and exists a world that shows that there's an existing, there has to be someone that brought the world into being. That's one Shayrish, that's one Yisrael. There's a second Yisrael. He says that tnua, motion, is not possible without someone pushing it, without someone being the source of the motion. And since there was motion in the world, there must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which was the understanding of science in his days, that motion has a reason, which our understanding of it changed, that it's everything stays the way it is. Whatever, I'm not ma'arich on that nekuda. But that's the Rambam. On a deeper oifin, you could understand the Rambam in a different way. The same nekuda like the Chiddush Arim. The world is a world that is going someplace. On a nafshistika level, people are restless. People want to change, perfect, develop. There's a delik in the Bria. That's only shayach if there's a place where everything is going to. If there's a shayrish of where are we going to? Or else that restlessness would not exist if there wouldn't be a place where you can go to, actually. So the Rambam's tenua could also mean not the physical tenua of the Gerem Shemayim, but the inner tenua of everything that's high in the world. In Avodah, so we have a knach over here that everything in the world is halicha is going to a place, even though the person going to a goal, and it could be true even if the goal is not apparent and you don't see the goal. So how is it that you know where you're going? How instead of wandering or walking around or strolling, does this become halicha? Because within the person himself, the person says there's something missing and it has to be out there someplace. Somewhere it's there. That's sort of halicha. The two places you find that in it says by the Midbar, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar was called Zachartu Lachesed Nurayich Lechteich Acharei BaMidbar BeEretz Lo Yizeruah. Lechteich Acharei BaMidbar BeEretz Lo Yizeruah means that Klal Yisrael's halicha was, if a person I mean, if a person is traveling, I mean, Klai Yisrael in the Midbar was protected from all the elements. They had food and everything. So what's the problem with Lechtech Achrei by Midbar versus Zeruah? The first minute there was a problem, or it was a problem we're talking for tomorrow, but they never stepped out of it. I mean, it's like somebody travels in a plane from point A to point B, first class, and someone says, oh, a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, you traveled through uninhabited, freezing weather and bitter cold outside and no air to breathe. What do you mean? The person was in a bubble and he had everything he wanted. Deluxe. Where was he traveling? Lechtech Achrei by Midbar Eretz Yisroel. Klai Yisrael never stepped foot on that by Midbar Eretz Yisroel. Maybe the first minute they should have worried about it. But where was... The Teretz says, let's say a person is traveling deluxe, but the pilot has no clue as to where he's going to. The person doesn't know where he's heading to. He's lost. He doesn't have a goal. There's no place that wants to take him in. He's a refugee and no place wants to take him. So the fact that he's sitting in a bubble, but the makom that he's shayach to is b'midbar b'eretz Zeruah. I mean, Klal Yisrael's, until they would see Eretz Yisrael, they would be b'midbar b'eretz Zeruah. Where are we going? I mean, we are in a midbar. Whether we're suffering the heat or the kaitzim or the akrabim makes no difference. If we see the horizon and we know clearly where we're landing, so then I'm going to there. And if it's in comfort, there's no problem. But if I don't see the where I'm going to, then I'm in a desert. The halicha in the midbar had in itself the halicha of the of that type of halicha where you're going to a place, and but you don't see the end. You don't have it in front of you. All you know is you're following an instinct of restlessness that you're missing something and you have to go someplace. Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, he told him, I need, you know, he should give me zvachim and all sorts of karbanis and stuff like that. So he told him, okay, take only sheep, take all this. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, v'anachnu lo neida manavid Hashem ad ba'inu shama. We don't know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want from us until we get there. So in the Pasha Pshat, he was playing with Paroi over there. He was playing a game, Taka. He was being misalal on Paroi to get him to Marcus and so on, to be Magdalda. But the truth is, it's Emes. There is no, the Metzias of Aveda is not because there's a clearly focused target that I can say, this is where we're going to. V'anachnu lo neida, to know for sure, to have it by you, what it is that you're headed to, where you're going to, that a person doesn't have. V'anachlo neida manavidus Hashem ad ba'inu shama is the mitzias of halichat avayda. So the first nisoyen to Avraham Avinu was the nisoyen of halicha. Let's answer the Mamari Chazal that we stopped on. Yichelki im let's go in base medrash. I'm sorry. In the Maimon Chazal that there's arba mitzvoicha base medrash. The halicha to a place means that you have a shaykhis to the makom. You cannot be a hoylech to a place if you don't have a kesher to it. A person who's going to a base medrash the reason why he's going there is because he feels in himself already the makom for the Beis Medrash, the need for the Beis Medrash, the tshuka for the Beis Medrash. If a person is going to a Beis HaKnesses, it's because the person is being misno'ea to the Beis HaKnesses. He feels that he needs the Beis HaKnesses and he must go there. So the Maral says, all other mitzvahs do not have a designated makom. All mitzvahs are where you are. The lulav comes to you. The tefillin come to you. The shofar comes to you. Meaning, you have to go look for one. But it's mitztarif to where you are at present. A person sits and he's mitztarif to where he is, and he puts a lulav. He takes the lulav where he's at. Beis Medrash and Beis HaKnesses are places outside of a person. They're mekaymus beyond a person. And a person has to get there by being aware himself that he's not in his place. That's not true of Lulav, it's not true of Shefer, it's not true of all other mitzvahs. These two mitzvahs have a yichud, that they have a makam, and the person is misno'ea to that place. Ragli Melechus is Lebeis HaMedrash, like he said, Dovra Melech, like Chazal say in Dovra Melech. There's a makam where it's shayach halichud to that place. So Avram Avinu's nisoyen, let's take the first nisoyen, was Belech Lecha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't telling him, the Zohar is, why doesn't it say Lech Lecha for all of them? It says that Terach went also. It says Terach, Vayetze, it says Avram and Terach Aviv and everyone with him. So all of them left. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have told him, all of you, why don't you go to Eretz Yisrael? I mean, they're going as a group. So the Zohar says, because Terach was running away. There was a physical sakana. They told him that the reason why Avram Avinu became such a kaifer in Avod Zarah is because there must have been a problem with the chinuch you gave him. So Terach ran away. In the Vayetze, all of them left. Even Terach the tshuva, but the pshat is, his tshuva was that he dropped Avod Zarah. Fine, he came to the conclusion of Avod Zarah, right? He dropped it. Avram Avinu didn't go to Eretz Yisrael because he left, because he was thrown out of where he was before, out of Orkastim. Avram Avinu was restless in Orkastim. He was going to Eretz Yisrael when he was in Orkastim already. Avram Avinu's halicha was a halicha from where he was to a place that he was supposed to be. And that's why the first Vayashem to Avram, the shirish of the beginning of all Avodah, is not in when things are already in, where you see where you're going to. The first step is always where you don't know where you're going to. The first step is when you're still in Rukastim and a restlessness begins to well up in you, you're looking for someone. If you take a look in Shir HaShirim, there's a chelik where the beginning of Shir HaShirim, The she's running after her beloved, and she's following the Ikve Atzoin and the Reach Shmanecha, and she finds him. That's one way. And there's a second way where it says, you know, she was Meshaitet, Asoiviva Ba'ir, and she's wandering around the city looking for him. And then he Kunip Tzouni Shemeir, and Bemela, they catch her and they hit her and so on. There's a situation where you know what you're looking for and it's in front of you, so you walk over to it. There's another situation where you don't see it. You don't know where your beloved is. You don't see him, but you just know that your life is not a life without finding him. It's you have in you that restlessness, and bemela, it's taking you to a place where your inner instincts are telling you that that's where you'll find it. Rashi says in Lech Lecha that Lech Lecha is La Noschol Tevoscha. So, you know, there's the pasuk of the pshat that he got all these hatovis and so on. But I think the deeper kneich of La Noschol Tevoscha is that the halicha is coming from within the person. Lech Lecha is because you can't say Lech El Hashem, because Hashem is over the horizon. So what's driving me? What's mainly when I see it in front of me, I head towards it. But if it's over the horizon, I don't see it. In the situations of Asher Eka, what's pushing me there? So Lech Lecha means find it in yourself, that you say to yourself, this can't be. I don't feel comfortable. This is not what I am. The real me is going to find itself, is going to be located someplace else. So the knisa of Avram Avinu Tavoida is Lech Lecha El Ha'aretz Asher Eka. Because the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is Asher Eka. Eretz Yisrael is a type of makom that leads a person to it, not only when he sees it in front of him, but when he's in the midbar, the lechtech achrai by midbar Bezli Zeruah is also because the search for Eretz Yisrael drives the person when he's in the midbar also. Eretz Yisrael is the makom. It's Dovah Nifla. Tzadik Mar Babasa says halacha that Avraham Avinu was koyner Eretz Yisrael with halicha. That because it says kum his alich ba'aretz kol makom asher tiduch kafrek lecha l'chot nena tzaracha. Halicha is the kinyan. Normally, karka is nikne, the chazokin karka is nol god al paratz. Where adarabah, you put a handle on the karka. Make a fence around it and lock it up. And you have the karka on your shlita. That's the normal mahalach of kinyan in karkois. Eretz Yisrael is nikne b'halicha. Adarabah, when I don't have it tachas yodi, when I don't even see it, over there we're talking about halicha in Eretz Yisrael, but in the teichin of Eretz Yisrael is a place of asher echo. That's the metzias of Eretz Yisrael. That is, Eretz Yisrael is always a place where there's another piece beyond the horizon. And b'meili told him, lech la'aretz asher echo, that I'm going to show to you. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in the two nesenis. First of all, the Avos Reb Nosson says there were two nesenis with lech lecha. The reason why the big nesayin in Akeda, besides the mysterious nefesh involved, the big nesayin was that you couldn't see where you're going to. What does it mean? Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do a mitzvah strenuously. Fine, which means mysterious nefesh. I see the mitzvah, I see the tachlis, I know where I'm going to. It's difficult. So as long as you see it in front of you, so you can, it gives you the strength. It's like when a person is running, and when he sees the final destination in front of him, he makes every effort and he schleps himself to it and gets there no matter how tired or how he is. The akeda mitzad, the teichin akeda, where am I going to? It's kol kulei hester. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Yitzchak HaZorah, and now he's telling me to shecht him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Yisirtzach, and my midas chesed bli gvul, and here I'm going to do the exact hefach of it. Where am I going to? By looking at the mitzvah, I never could be nimshach. It was just a pneumistic feeling that there's a mokum that I'm being shayef to, and I have to go there, that was there. That's the pshat chazal, the first nisayin and last nisayin. We asked, how could it be that both nisayinis, I mean, the first and the last should be totally opposite. It's like if somebody writes hadracha for ben Torah when he comes to yeshiva, and hadracha for ben Torah when he leaves yeshiva, I mean, they should look like two very different sfarim. How is it the same type of nisayin? Both are lech lecha. The first nisayin and the last nisayin is lech lecha. The Teretz says no. The first nisayin of a person, the first time a person has a nisayin to get from a non-ruchni, when a person is within a framework that's totally non-ruchniistic, and a person is told to go to ruchniistic, he doesn't have a clue. After, you always have a feeling, the first time a person really learns well, he has a good zman, a good week, he lives in a sugya, knows it well, is mechadesh it. 50% of all the other nesayinis are gone. Then just a question of fighting distractions. But if a person never ever had that, then how do you prod a person to go to a place that doesn't exist as far as concerned? The first time a person did a ma'aseh tov that took a lot of mesiras nefesh and had a tremendous uplifting from it, then it's just a question of mesiras nefesh on the road. But if a person never was toyim that mitzvah, how do you get him to go there? That's the first. So the nesayin of first in a person, the nesayin of tchila in a person is a nesayin of getting a person to a place that he doesn't even realize exists. There is no such place. There is no such thing. So I have to awaken a person of restlessness and say, do you really feel that this is your place? Do you feel that this is where you belong? And when the person awakens that chisern, that restlessness, he can be driven towards that goal. When a person is mushlam, or as a person is mashlim himself, once again, that trap comes into place. The trap of, Beseder, I am where I am. Even people who made tremendous mesiras nefesh and did tremendous strides in ruchnias, the person plateaus because what else is there beyond this? fine, you know, I've learned how to do this. A person does all sorts of maisim that it's fine, it's wonderful. That there's another makam beyond this makam, that it doesn't stop where you are, even when you think that things are very, very shalom. That's so the last nisayin, in the sense, the last nisayin is never the last nisayin. The last nisayin is the beginning of the next 10 of the next 10 nisayinis. A person never ever stops. A person is a hoylich. A person is called a hoylich. And leich lishalom or leich bishalom. When a person is in shalom, he's not a hoylich. Halicha and shalom are contradictions. As long as the last nisayin means the nisayin of a person who has a lot of accomplishments is that that's it. Fine, wonderful. So the first nisayin and the last nisayin are nisayin of lech lecha. That a person once again has to well up that restlessness and say, it's fine. There's something beyond the horizon here as well. That's the pshat in the Chazal. Yichelki im meisim b'derech mitzvah. If dying comes out of a sense of say, when a person does a mitzvah, that, and Maral says this, a little bit different sprach, but pretty much this nekuda. If a person dies while doing a mitzvah, the pshat in it is, when you do the mitzvah, you've sort of reached a certain point. So the dying comes with a, in other words, the person's end of life is a cap on his personality. It's fine. I have mitzvah, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, my whole day is full of mitzvahs. It's fine. It's a wonderful thing. But then the person is peaked. He's capped. He's plateaued. It's finished. Just like it says on Taiva, Ein Adam Meis v'chatzit havasa b'yadei. The perfection of in Taiva, Mises, nobody ever comes to a makom of satisfaction. In Ruchnius, the real shleimus is when a person is hoylich b'derech mitzvah, when a person is moving someplace. So that was the yiratzen, was that the misa, which is the gemar of a person, should never come with a sense of, yeah, I've done everything. Battened the hatches, locked everything up, and fine. That pseudo shleimus is actually a chisaron. It's a stimus agoil. It's not a shleimus. The real shleimus is when the person's on the way to something, when there's something beyond the horizon, and that the person's heading to, like the Maral says, and the Maral says, anytime something is heading towards something, he says in a lot of places, he is part of the thing that he's heading towards. Kol Dova Misna is considered a chelik. He says it in a lot of places. In Gvuris, he says in two or three places. In the Ferris, that a person is considered part of that which he's heading to. The Lemaisa, this inyan is the Shoirish of Avoida, and it's Noyheg in both places. It's noyeg in the tchilas knis of a person to avoida, and it's noyeg that his entire life should be a tchilas knis to avoida. I'll give you a marshal. I mean, the goals that a person looks to attain in a yeshiva are easy for everybody to understand. Pick Talmud Chacham, this, or that. A person looks around, as a person matures, he looks around, when a person is young, so you can put different role models and say, oh, the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Kveger, the Chavetz Chaim, this person, that person, strive for them. The person gets a little bit older, the person puts a horizon and says, listen, I'm not going to be Vilna Gaon, I'm not going to be Chavetz Chaim, I'm not going to be Chaim Moise, I'm not going to be Skirov. Then they're past the horizon of my scope. A person, there's a certain element of Kina Seifrim. A person looks around in Yeshiva and he sees role models in different inyanim. As he gets older, so he learns to put everything in perspective. And what he does is he makes a line and says, this is my horizon, my scope. I can't go past that. I'm not shy to that. And in some ways, the person is right. So the person cannot start a Avodah by saying, I'm going to be like Ploini or like Almoini or someone else. That's not where it can start from. The Aveda is in Lech Lecha. The person has to find in himself that sense of restlessness. The person has to find in himself the Tnua Pnimius and say, I don't feel that I am complete. I don't feel, I'm not talking about high madrigas, I'm talking about the person feels, I can't say that I've used my potential. I can't say that I feel fulfilled or satisfied. I'm missing something. What's going to start the person driving is the first sense of chisaron, the first sense that he's not a shalom. Let a person explain and say to himself, do I feel that I know? I'm learning. Do I really feel I have my two hands on a sugya, know the inyanim, and have it clear, and approach it well, and understand the inyanim? Does a person feel that he is doing mitzvahs the way he should be doing, and so on? That's the first stage of halicha. The lech lecha is, the halicha comes first, because where you're headed to is always hidden from the person. Every halicha in Ruchnis is going to be al aretz asher eka. It's going to be a place that's beyond the horizon. Every aveda is going to be v'anachnu l'neida manaves Hashem akena ad beinu shama. Every aveda, every halicha is going to be to a place that you don't know. It's going to be a lech techa achrei b'midbar. The only thing a person do is, the person has to ask in himself, if I care, if a person is honest with himself, it also prevents him from putting unreasonable goals. Because mechateise, with my kishoynes, I should be the vilnagoyen. But mitzad sheni, there are things that I know clear. There are things that I know well. There are things that I can work with. Do I have that same feeling about the learning? So the beginning, the sheirish of every avoida is a lech lecha. And it's the end of every avoida, and not the end as a cap. Wherever a person is holding, the person has to say to himself, is there something beyond the horizon? Am I there yet? For a person, wherever he is, Shleimus is always something that's going someplace. It's misnoeat or something. And Adirabba, what the person can't reach by being there, he can reach by striving to be there. That's the Maral's Gevaldike Chiddush. A person who has a Dvar Mitzvah is only as big as the Dvar Mitzvah that he's holding by. A person who gives away a tenth of his income is holding by that Dvar Mitzvah. A person that's being shayef to give away a chaymish is holding by a chaymish. It might not be all the way there, but the moment the person started moving to it, the moment it awakened in the person that feeling, and he's heading towards a chaymish, so now he has a chaymish heat. The lech lecha is, that's what Chazal say, lech lecha is the beginning of all avoda. This is where a person starts with. For the person who is so hardened and so new that he has no sense of ruchnis, you have to start by awakening that restlessness in the person. And a person has to know that his shleimus is where he feels not a shalom. His shleimus lies not as much in what he's accomplished, as in what he's going to accomplish. Wherever a person stops and says, oh, we're there, then the person is not there. And wherever the person says it's there, beyond, it's there is another Eretz Asher Eko, there's another place that requires a Lechtech Acharai, by Midbar. For me, it's all Midbar, but there's a Lechtech Acharai to a place that's Asher Eko, Adab. That's where the Shleimus of a person goes. Shabbos. Thank you.